Being tired and seeing Reese asleep, I decided to go to bed and take him up with me out of the smoky environment. It was freezing cold upstairs, but I tended to Reese and made sure he was tucked in nice and warm. Lying in bed, I could still hear them shouting downstairs over an hour later. It was hard to sleep with all the noise, and I was getting irritated lying there. For God's sake, I had just come out of the hospital. Why did they always have to stay for hours? Where was the consideration? I didn't want them all here. I wanted to go to sleep. As they were talking so loudly, I heard my mother's name mentioned. So I bolted upright and my ears pricked up as I listened angrily. They weren't interested in me or the baby. They just wanted somewhere to sit and smoke and drink tea, and gossip about my family. Feeling my temper rising, I snuck out of bed and went to the top of the stairs, leaning over the banister. I could quite clearly hear Shirley and Diane saying that they could not believe how cold my mother was towards me. How dare they? Why couldn't they have some decency and keep their thoughts to themselves? She was still my mother, whatever had happened. How could Leon's mother discuss my business with some woman who had no connection with me at all and in my own home? I just erupted, my hormones doing somersaults, and before my brain had time to get into gear, my mouth was already in action, shouting, "I can hear you all talking about my mother, you know." As the angry accusation tumbled out, I instantly regretted what I had said. They all went quiet. I heard some shuffling as they paraded to the front door to leave. Whispers rose up the staircase to where I stood, mortified. Leon came to the bottom of the stairs and shouted, "What did you just say?" "You heard," I shouted back.